Peace and joy to you, dear heart dwellers. This is Mother Elizabeth, and Father Ezekiel had a dream two nights ago, which I'd like to share with you. Ezekiel began, I remember walking up and down the street in Taos with Mother Claire, and I suddenly found myself being transported to another location. I was just swept out of Taos and into a Chinese market. It was very crowded, like a typical market with shop owners selling fish, chickens, and fruit. And they had these little cages that they kept the animals in the market and many other sundry items. Behind the market and cages were older type of apartment buildings and restaurants. What struck me was they were so jammed in there. I mean, there were cages on top of cages, shoved up against more cages. The place was crowded with very narrow way to get through this Chinese market. And I looked around and there was not an American to be seen. I didn't speak the language much, and two or three shop owners, between their little knowledge of English and my few words of Chinese, we were trying to communicate. I was concerned. I just felt like I was trying to keep my directions straight, because how in the world did I get all the way across the globe? Even though I seemed to know what was east and west, I was looking, trying to get my bearings. And one of the shop owners asked me what I was looking for. And I said, how do you get out of here? I'm trying to get home or find a phone to call my wife and tell her I'm okay and I'll be back at some point. He said, where do you live? I replied, you probably wouldn't know the name of the place, but I'm American and I'm trying to get back to America. He said, you're in America. I thought, whoa, really? Wow. So I made my way through the market and was looking for an interstate or highway, and there was nothing but small little mounds of dirt that stretched for miles and miles, like you were in Wyoming or Montana. It was just open range as far as the eye could see. I thought I really was in China. Everything was kind of humid and the whole atmosphere felt different. I was still trying to look for an interstate and for a phone to call Mother Claire. Everywhere I looked, it was desolate and uninhabited, like something had just come through and wiped everything literally off the map. There were just a few major cities and some small and medium-sized towns, but the materials were worn and the buildings were faded, like they'd been there for a while, and they spoke Mandarin Chinese. You would have thought you were in China. I felt like somehow I had been transported in time, almost near the end of the tribulation period. And you could see the regeneration of the earth just getting to come back with a little growth here and there, struggling to come up, almost like back in the pioneer days when we had the grasslands. And you know that not much grass was left. It was as if somebody had taken a giant scraper and scraped across the United States. I mean, just leveled mountains and flattened everything. It seemed like there were some major cities here in the States. I'd hear people talk about New York and Chicago and maybe New Orleans. I just knew the rest of the nation was the same way. And the population on the earth had decreased by like two-thirds at that point. Even though these markets can hold a lot of people, from a bird's-eye view, it looks so sparse, almost as if the town was uninhabited. It wasn't bombed or burnt out. It seemed after the fact. It seemed that these people had been there for at least a couple of years. The earth appeared very barren, and the population had been vastly reduced. I mean, it was way, way down. I'm still walking around looking for a freeway or a phone to call Mother Claire, and then I woke up from the dream. What was so incredible was that in the back of my mind the whole time, I knew that I was only a couple of hours from home. But it really felt like I was in China, as if someone had gone out and just cut in and scooped up a part of China and brought it over and transplanted it here. I got a sampling of a portion of the United States and had the feeling that it was the same way in Colorado Springs, Denver, New Orleans, and Detroit. I think the West Coast was just non-existent, as if it had sunk into the ocean and was swept away. I remember studying in college that plates and volcanic activity inside the earth comes up and pushes constantly, and they're instantly cooled by the water. But the plates begin to push apart. They're constantly more coming up. And that was the theory of pushing the continents apart. And there were two land masses, and one was called Pangaea. What I saw in my dream was not caused by nature, but it seemed like some years in the aftermath, because you didn't see any charred rubble or burnt out buildings. I didn't see any electronic devices. It was like back in biblical times with the money changers. I didn't see any paper money, just coins, old coins. There were remnant pockets of people spotted all around the world. All night long, I felt a really serious need to stay up, stay alert, and keep my eyes open, and just watch and be prepared for the Lord's coming. I mean, it was so tangible, you could cut it with a knife. It was so strong, the feeling of watching and staying awake and praying was so heavy. All night long, I felt a really serious need to stay up, stay alert, and keep my eyes open and just watch and be prepared for the Lord's coming. I mean, it was so tangible, you could cut it with a knife. It was so strong, that feeling of watching, staying awake and praying. We are supposed to be watchers and sound the alarm when we see smoke on the horizon and the coming of the storm. And that was the end of his message. One of our mass readings today was 1 Thessalonians 5, 1-6. Now, brothers and sisters, about the times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then let us not be like others who are asleep. Let us be awake and sober. Let us take our positions, dear heart dwellers, and be watchful. Pray intentionally and stay alert, for the day of the Lord is at hand. God bless you and keep you, wonderful family.